Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Your phone call is welcome at 869-1330. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
I'm a flag-waving patriotic, nephew of my Uncle Sam, a rough-riding...
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. You can always listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio. Joining us now is Bob Hamilton, one of the leading Republican candidates in a rather crowded field, hoping to fill the seat of retiring Senator Pat Roberts. Bob, nice to have you back on the show again, my friend.
It's great to be back, John. Thanks for having me.
Of course. I have to tell you, Bob, if you run your plumbing business like you're running the campaign, you must be the busiest plumber in Kansas City, brother, because I see your ads everywhere. I've seen you crisscrossing the state on Facebook. I've seen you personally out delivering yard signs. I know you've been in Wichita like 4 or 5 times. Dude, you must be the hardest working politician out there. How's the campaign going?
Well, I get that hard work from being in business, you know, and that's what it takes to grow a successful business is putting in that work. And so I've just transferred that to the political field.
How's the response been? What are people telling you when you're out doing the town halls and the forums and talking to folks?
Fantastic. Unbelievable. Everyone's coming up. You know, I'm coming into an event and I'll speak with them and they're walking out with signs afterwards. They would say, you know, I used to be for a different candidate, but after listening to you talk, I want your sign. So I'm passing out many, many signs and turning a lot of people's heads, and I'm going to continue to do that until August 4th. We're running a pretty tireless campaign here, and I'm going to be all over campus.
Right, it sure now, seems like it.
Yeah. I'm in Osage City, just walked out of a forum where all the other candidates were at, except for one. He refuses to come to the forums anymore because he didn't want to get beat up. I don't know. He's just chicken. He's not. He wasn't there. But, yeah, we're everywhere and really putting pedal to the metal till the end.
Well, you mentioned the forums, and maybe you can explain what's been going on with the debates lately. You know, the 4th District, the 4th GOP debate was canceled. I know our station and one of the local TV stations here in Wichita have offered to host a 4th debate. 3 of the campaigns have agreed. I think we're probably talking about the same campaign that is, you know, we haven't been able to get a confirmation. Any idea what the holdup is, why we can't get all four campaigns to agree? I mean, what's going on?
Roger
it's not
Marshall
yours.
Is,
it's not yours, by the way. It's not yours.
I know, yeah. It's Roger Marshall. He's hiding. He's got a lot out there that's against him, and he's afraid of it. And he didn't want to face the music. And it's just too bad because, you know, we'd love to have a debate. We tried to get one with the GOP. The GOP turned it into a forum. We're saying we don't want a forum. We want an actual debate to get everything out in the open. GOP wants to protect their pet candidate, and so they turned an actual debate that they had arranged originally. They saw that his guy was going to get hurt by it, so they said, let's do a forum instead of a debate. Well, the other 3 of us said, no, we're not going to do a forum. We want a debate, or we'll pull out, and we'll get our own debate going. So then we tried to get our own debate going, you know, through you and other outlets in Wichita, and Roger won't agree to come on. So nobody wants to have a debate with not the full field. So we went to Kansas City, and they said they'll do it without the full field, but they wanted to have like a Zoom debate. Well, that doesn't do anybody any good. So, yeah, it's just Rodgers running scared and hiding every chance he gets. He won't show his face.
There's benefit to some of those conversations. I mean, the conversation that we had out in Dodge, and I'm sorry you weren't able to attend. I know your daughter was getting married that day, so we give you a pass on that one because, that's a legitimate reason. But there's benefit to those conversations. But, there's nothing quite like seeing, the candidates on the stage and having to answer questions and things that are brought up by other candidates. I think that's just a different dynamic. It brings up, frankly, how well they can think on their feet. And hopefully we can put together something. I know, like I said, we're working with a TV station. We're ready to go. Hopefully we can get it, get the all four campaigns to agree.
We would love it if you could get that.
We're trying, brother. We're trying. Let me ask you this, Bob. I've said before to other guests who've been on how much I think it really benefits us as a state if we do have a businessman in that position at the U.S. Senate, just because the value of having someone who's signed the back of it, or rather the front of the check instead of just somebody always signing the backs. I'm curious to get your take on the economic recovery. Do you think we've rushed the reopening? Do you think the president has handled it the right way?
Oh, I think we can open it as quickly. Let's open it quicker than what we're even doing now. I think we're over this pandemic. I think that we need to get this economy going again. We don't need to be further into a recession and almost a depression. Let's get this economy going again. Let's get people back to work. I am a businessman from the outside, just like President Trump. And he has produced the best economy that we've seen in my entire lifetime. And that's what we need, is a business leader that knows how to get the economy going again, getting people back to work.
Right now, I know Congress is wrestling the president with another round of possibly doing some more stimulus or another CARES Act. The president has discussed a second round of tax cuts for the country. I'm curious what your thoughts on that are. And specifically, there have been conversations that the president has basically drawn a hard line in the sand about liability protections for small business with regards to, being sued for coronavirus-related issues. What are your thoughts on that?
Absolutely need liability insurance for that. We can't have people saying, I got COVID or I was injured because I was forced to come back to work. We've overpaid a lot of these people and they're making more money sitting on the outside. They don't want to come back to work. Let's get our people back to work and get our businesses up and rolling again. And let's protect our businesses that want to get up and rolling again, that they're not there to injure or to put their employees at risk. Nobody wants that. But there's crazy people out there that will put the blame on somebody else to sue them. So we need to give our businesses protections that way.
Yeah, I think you're right. And you're setting businesses up for liability where they may not necessarily have that liability. It's so hard to prove where you got it. But because somebody happened to come in, they could turn around and... You're right. That's not the play. The onus shouldn't be on a small business. It could absolutely devastate a small business to have that kind of liability. We only have about a minute or so left here. I'm just thought real quick, what's your thoughts on the recent Supreme Court decisions on DACA? That's a big issue. You got a lot of Western Kansas that's dependent on immigrant labor. But at the same time, we got a border problem. I'm curious your thoughts on that.
I don't think that we should ever incentivize anyone for illegal immigration. And I think that that's what we do by giving people amnesty. I am totally against that. I think that we need to have secure borders and stop the illegals from coming in. And then we won't have this problem with the DACA kids and all of that. So, but let's get back to basics and let's build the wall, secure our borders. And then we can work on, the DACA kids and things like that, or immigration reform. There's a right way to come into this country. Let's have people do it the right way and let's build a wall.
You're absolutely right, Bob. Thank you again for joining us this evening. If folks want more information, if they want a yard sign or to donate, they can visit BobHamiltonForKansas.com, correct?
That's exactly right. I do appreciate that, John.
Of course, my friend. I gotta help plug your website for you. Well, best of luck. Keep up the good work. You're in the final stretch, so good luck, my friend.
Good deal. I definitely will be in Wichita. I'm going to be all through the state the rest of till August 4th. And I appreciate everything that you're doing for me. Thank you very much, John.
Thank you, Bob. We'll see you soon. After the top of the hour break, we'll talk with Grover Norquist, president of Americans for Tax Reform. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We'll be back right after this.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.